Mike.
Hello, how are you today?
Hey, Steve. How are you? I'm good.
I think I'm 3, maybe 4 days trying to make a label right. I have two of the 4XLs. I've downloaded all, everything I can think of on the driver.
All right.
And I've gotten nowhere. It just comes back, and I have a it's about a third of the length on the 4x6. It's about a third of it, and it's turned sideways.
Okay. Well, if I try to see the labels over the website, and you're saying like it's some is on the sideways and somewhere white salve infused with turmeric, it looks good, right?
I only heard part of what you said there.
Okay,
Yeah.
so a few of the products looks good and few of them doesn't look good. That's what you're saying?
I'm not sure what you're asking me. I don't know. I'm not correct
That
or what.
that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. What you asked for.
When I go to print the label, it gives me a screen for the label. It looks correct. It for this and that, and I have the 4x6 labels. I have the label maker specifically for that. And whenever, no matter what I do, they're sideways and small.
Okay. All right. Definitely. We can go ahead and give you the solution for it. We'll send you some high-resolution files of that. So with the help of that files, you'll be able to print and like in a whatever size you're looking for. So this is 100% possible. But the question is, how soon do you need it? Like, are you working on a deadline?
Well, I have people that are trying to send me money.
Okay.
People that want to my products, but not fulfill my first order because
Okay.
I can't get the label.
Okay. Okay. So do you have the design of the label?
Yes.
Sounds good. Perfect. Perfect. So yeah, we can simply go ahead and provide you with the fix of this problem, and we can get started right now. I can give you my team, and my team will be in touch with you shortly, and they will guide you, and they'll help you out with it, and they'll get it done for you. Probably that will take like 2 days, and it is possible.
Okay, how much will this cost?
That costs you around like $400, $500, $400 to $500, and
Okay,
that will
what
be.
else they do? They go in.
I'm sorry, come again?
What all do they do? I just, you know, I'm. I mean, I can pay the money,
Well, your voice is like cutting up. Let me give you a call from the other dial line, all right?
Maybe this is easier. I took you off speakerphone. Is that
Okay.
better?
Yeah, now it's better. Yeah. What would you think? Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just, I've got one little complicated, simple problem. But do I really need to get someone to straighten out the whole site? Is that what's up?
Hey, yeah, my people will get on your site and they'll fix that for you. Because you're hiring us
Okay.
and we have professionals, of course, you're talking to like Shopify officials. So we'll go ahead and fix that problem for you. And the website, I'm looking at your website too. So in future, like if you need other, I would say if you need other things, like if you need to add more products, if you need to revamp your website, if you need any more additions on your website, we will go ahead and help you out with that too, like in future.
Well, okay, that's wonderful. Why doesn't Shopify do anything but, say, well, go to this page or go to that page and figure it out? I mean, that's stupid.
Yeah, that is something which needs to be fixed, I know, because if you're paying someone to get the job done and you do not have a live person to talk with, So I don't think like that's a good way of giving business.
No, it isn't very fair. I mean, you know, plus they're missing out on money. They could say, well, you know, we'll charge you so much an hour. Well, who
exactly.
gives a fuck? You know, I got people trying to send me thousands of dollars.
That's right.
Those dumb son of a bitches over there won't even fucking talk to you. I don't get it, man, you know. And
Shame.
I did everything the way I was supposed to do, as far as I can, you know, understand.
Well, that's right, for sure. Like, I get a lot of clients with the same complaint every day. And same as you, like, they're like this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're hired us. And we have, like, more than 600-700 people working under us. So a few are designers, a few are developers. For, let's say, if you need a whole new store, if you are a new client and you need a new Shopify store, you come to us. What we'll do is we'll go ahead and help you design the whole store. We will upload the whole products for you. We will run the store for you, and you pay us. And you pay us a one-time cost. There's nothing like you need to pay us a monthly charge, you need to pay us a yearly charges or anything like that. It's just a one-time cost you pay to us, and we are there for you. If you need any solutions for the work that you need, or if you need the whole, if you want us to run your business online and bring you business and revenue, so of course we are always there to help you out.
So what you're saying is, aside from fixing the stupid shit I've probably done, is that you can make it to where I can reach more people.
Of course.
And it'll be simpler. Yes. Okay.
Of course. There's a lot of things that we can do for you, Mr. Salas. Sorry, Mr. Steve.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do I do? I mean, you're saying it'll take like 2 days and get this
done?
Yeah,
the first thing is, like, we need to fix that. What's your main problem right now that you're facing? When that is fixed, then we will talk about, like, if you need the marketing, if you want to reach out to the clients and sell your products. So we can simply go ahead and get that done for you, all right?
Okay.
So, Steve, before proceeding, could you please tell me more about, like, what exactly is your, like, this business, and how did you start this business, and what is your vision?
Hold on 1 second. Let me tell my son, who's calling me, to go away. I want to talk to you. Make it real quick. Won't take but a moment.
Okay, I'm here.
He's done hung up anyway, you know.
All right.
Okay.
You can text him if you want to.
I make salves, and I'm trying to sell them online. I got so many people that want to buy them because they're for fungal infection. Well, there he is. Let me see what he says. One
All
moment,
right.
please.
Okay.
You there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. I got rid of that. Okay. Okay. Now let's start back. What was it you were asking me?
Yeah, I was talking about your business, like what exactly it was, and because I don't see anything on your store like which explains like what exactly is your business, and I think like that this is my advice that you should add about us page to this website of yours. In that page, you can write about, like, what you do, what you sell, and who you guys really are. So this is how you create the awareness between people. So, like, if I am visiting your website as a client, take me as a client. I'm visiting your website, and I only see your name, your business name, the logo, and three products of yours. That's it. I don't see anything else. If I want to know.
Right. So many people know who I am on Facebook. I have a large group where I teach science, and it's about the fungal, you know, that everyone's having trouble with, and I make medicine to fight the fungal infections, the super fungi that's out there.
Oh.
I've been working with it for 15 years, and I'm the only one that has anything that works.
Okay. All right. So, Do your people know, like, what sort of ingredients that you use?
Well, you know, I don't really want to tell everybody what's inside my products, but I'll have to list them, you know, eventually on the label in order to be able to send them out.
That makes sense. That makes sense, for sure, Yeah. But, yeah, of course, then of course, understood, like, what exactly you're looking for, and I would love to, like, give you some more ideas about, like, how you can get more people visit your website, and what exactly you can simply go ahead and do with it. And before getting started, let me show you a website that I've done in the past, my team has done in the past, basically. I've sent you a link on the chat. Did you get it?
Yes, I see that.
Yeah.
Okay. OlivePress.com.
OlivePress.com, yeah. So, like, she's my client, and we designed their website. And everything that you see on this website, the shop, the vinegars that they sell, and the oils that they sell, so we have listed all of them, and we have designed this whole website from scratch till the end. Even the logo that you see on the top left corner, even that logo has been designed by us. And the things, the products, which are aligned so beautifully on the website. So this is also what we can do for you, redesign your store, basically. If you are interested, we can redesign the whole store for you, and we can simply go ahead. And but, yeah, I'll do one thing for you. For example, if you want to redesign this store, I will send you a form to fill out, simple form, which will ask you a few questions like what colors you want to see, what pictures you want to upload, something about your business, and some more information. So based on that, my team will design the store for you, show it to you. If you like it, we make it live. If you don't like it, we'll redesign it for you. Simple.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that's a really good thing, and you know, I like what you're saying. I like what I see. My trouble is that the startup cost. You know,
okay.
I mean, $500-$600, I could handle that.
$600, yeah. Yeah, that's not going to cost you a lot, Steve, to be very honest with you. If I'm talking a lot right now, and you must be thinking that's going to cost you so a lot of dollars that you need to pay. No, it's not like that. So the maximum that you want to do, like the minimum that you want to, you can do is like $600. You pay us, and we get this to work done for you. Whatever I've talked about, not just the problems that you have right now, that will be fixed. That will be fixed. That's no problem at all for us. But what I'm talking about is the bigger picture. Like, but once the problem is fixed, what after that? You have an online business, and of course, you want to make money out of it. How would you do it? We will guide you. That's what you're paying for.
I like what you're saying. What do we do? What's the first thing? Where would this start? I mean, I see how nice your stuff looks, and plus, I want to go international and do, you know, be doing fulfillment.
I don't want you to do a lot of things right now. Let's get your problem fixed first. And after that, we'll talk about it. You pay me like $5.99, and I'm going to create your account. I'll talk to you, and then I'll connect you with my team, and my senior developer will call you, and they'll talk to you, and I'm assigning a team on this project for you. And they will align this project, and they'll give you progress step by step on your emails. And you will be added on our portal. On that portal, you will be connected with the whole team. If you want to talk to the developer, you can. If you want to talk to the designer, you can. If you want to talk to your account manager, you can. Either on phone calls, text messages, or emails, whatever you prefer. And we'll be in touch with you.
I'm sure you understand the importance of being able to speak with someone
about your issues.
I mean, otherwise, you might as well stick your fingers in your ears and blow your brains out, you know, because it's going to take too much time. And I'm better off manufacturing and, you know, just keeping an eye on, you know, the people. And because people won't, you know, they have questions and they're scared, they're sick.
Right.
And, you know, you'll see what's going on.
Okay,
but
sounds
yes,
good.
I'm better off spending my time with either soliciting or working with people that wish to buy, directing them, you know, and that kind of thing.
How about we do one thing? Let's go ahead and get this project started, and I'm going to give you my best team, okay? So the team will be connected with you. Are you free in the next 20 minutes?
Yes, sir. I'm just making some salve over here right now on the stove, and I'll be right here.
Sounds good. I'll schedule a call with the team. Till then, I can create your account. I have your name. That is Steve Bedingfield. The email address that we have is stevebedingfield@yahoo.com. The best number to reach out to you, 864-421-2964. Is that right?
Yes, and I have another business line. I'll get that to you, but I'm so far behind, right? Because of this one damn issue. I mean, if one issue's gone screw things up this bad, I can imagine, oh, we got more issues, you know? So.
Sounds
but
good, sir.
I understand.
Sounds good. Okay, so
I can make the $600 pretty quick, and you know, if we need to get into, you know, purchase some
of
the things after that.
Of course you can. Of course you can. I'll let you make a lot more than $600.
That wonderful, because you know I have 13,000 people in one group.
God.
You know, and they all want to buy stuff, and they're just.
Are they aware that you have an online store too?
Right, and they're all pissed off because they can't get on it in order right now. I mean, I could sell $20,000 in 1 week. I just need to get on. I can't even print a fucking label.
Okay, let's do one thing. Let's do one. No worries, sir. It's okay. It's okay. I can understand. I appreciate it. So let's do one thing. My team will send you a questionnaire to fill out, okay? So mention everything that you need from us in that form. So my team will call you after they look at that form, okay?
Absolutely. Just send it to me. You have my email, stevebedingfield@yahoo.com.
That will be right away with you, sir, within 5 minutes. So before that, let me create your account. I've got your information. Could you please tell me which card you will be using for the payment? Is it a credit or a debit?
It's debit.
Debit card. Okay.
It's from Truist Bank. I have the card here and the numbers, all that.
Okay, let me have the numbers.
Okay, the numbers are. Let me get my eyeballs on here first.
Sure.
Okay. 4036. Mm-hmm. 2302.
Okay.
0248.
Okay.
0193.
What's the expiration on that?
626.
626, and the CVV behind that?
977.
977. What's your billing zip code, sir?
29687.
29687. All right. Let me put you in a brief hold. I'll be right back with you.
I'll be right here.
Thank you. Thanks for staying online, Steve. You there?
Sir?
Okay, sorry, it took too long. I was speaking to my marketing guy about marketing your products, about this, and we can also go ahead and provide you something under a discount if you're really interested. So do you want to talk about it right now, or when do you want to talk about it?
I'm on the go, man. I'm ready to roll. You know?
Because, you know, I could talk for hours to you. It doesn't matter.
Well, you know, I've got, like I said, I've got people that are sick that are wanting to buy my products, and my stuff works, and doctors don't have anything.
Oh, yes.
And I do, because I've been at this 15 years, and I'm ready to start selling.
This could be your, you know, Steve, this could be your USP, unique selling point, that doctors don't have the solution for this, but you have. You can let this thing
right.
People
I
know.
Mean, the doctors are coming to me.
So I would say the page that you have on your social media, like Facebook, so you can do some social media marketing through it. And I understand,
absolutely.
Like you have like 130,000, like a lot of people already in your community. But how about 13,000 more?
Oh,
are you getting my point?
I could get. Look, it's what's the term? Unlimited. I mean, I can. Everybody knows who I am, you know. In there, I can go to a group that'll have 30,000 or 40,000 people, and I can canvas that really quick. But I can't say, "Hey, come to my group," after I get where I can fix a label on the damn package. You know, that's small-time shit that sounds stupid. I can't have that. People want to say, hey, man, I want to come to your site. I want my stuff in 2 days. I want it overnight. You
yeah.
know, whatever. And I
oh,
get
yeah.
that. I need fulfillment. You know, I need ease of operation. And a lot of these people, they're dumbed down because of the brain fog that they have. So I need something easy, and I need it to work for people, and I need for them to see that this is professional too.
So how do you simply go ahead and ship the products? How do you do it?
I fulfill the package. You know, I have I put 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 jars or a small box and you know
mm-hmm.
put it in there, seal it up, and put a label on it. But I can't get a damn. I haven't got my first damn label.
So you basically, the first thing that you need from me is the labels. Like
I need to be able to make labels. Yes.
Yeah.
I need to be able. Right now, my labels, you know, on my 4x6 label, it's turned sideways and it only takes up half of the damn label. And USPS is not going. They don't want that. And I understand not to even start that.
So is there something wrong with the labeling machine?
I don't think so. If it is, I'll go buy a new one. But I have two here, and they both do the same thing. So I don't think so. And
can
they're
I
like
at,
brand new.
Can I look at your label? Do you have a picture of it?
Yes, but I don't know how to get it to you. I can get it to you on the phone. I've got a new computer desktop. Everything's new.
Okay,
so
let me.
I don't have my speakers just yet, and I don't have everything loaded over into it.
No problem. Let me text your phone, and you can reply me back with the picture of your label, okay?
Oh, yeah. In my phone, I have the pictures already taken and waiting. I can't get them over. I haven't had time to get them over to the damn thing.
Yeah, hang on a second. You can show me the actual picture of the label, too, and you can also show me that when you print it, so what is happening with it. You can send me a picture of that, too.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, hang on. I'm just texting
so you
right away.
You can text me on the phone here.
Yeah, I'm doing that right away, and I need you to stay over the phone. Hang on a minute. 864-421-2964. Hi, Steve. Okay, let me know if you get my message.
Okay, will that be on Facebook Messenger or just messaging?
No,
or?
It's just an SMS.
Okay, let me see what I got.
All right.
I don't see anything yet.
You don't see anything? Hang on.
Hold on, nigga. No, nothing yet.
864-421-2964-441-2964. Why are you not receiving my messages? Okay, that's something new. Okay, yeah, never mind. Can you text me? You got it. Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Right, right. Okay. Know what I'm doing wrong here.
You can send me a couple pictures if you want to.
Okay. Can you? It should be coming through.
All right. Perfect. Let me see.
And I got with a technician from Dymo Connect,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the Dymo Connect site works great, but it doesn't work over in Shopify.
Okay, I got the one, and USPS First Class Package SVC. Okay. All right. So, what's the issue with this one? The first picture that you sent.
Okay. You see how it turns sideways and it's on like a 2-inch 4x6 label.
Okay. And how you want it to be?
I just wanted to fill in the 4x6 label so I can put it on my send it out. Let's see if I...
Okay. And if I may ask how you're getting it printed? From where? I mean, from where you're getting it printed? From USPS itself?
I buy the label through Shopify. Shopify sells the USPS label.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got it. Hang on a second. Okay, do you want to send any other picture?
I have stamps.com, but, you know, it's easy. I'd like for everything to go through Shopify and let you know, on the buy the label from them. I don't, you know, the post office is so close, I'm not worried about pick up a drop off.
Understood. Okay.
Your name's Sam Jones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that's your account manager, and you need to follow that. So you need to accept that invitation.
Okay, I'm going to...
yeah, read it. Read the email. Sir, stay on the line. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, I'm just about finished. You go ahead.
Yeah, just till then, look at the email and accept the invitation. Till then, I'll be right back. I need to speak with the developer.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, I'm back.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Oh, my screen.
Yeah.
Got something on there about I had a task.
Yeah, I had a task. Right.
Right. Is that a bird in the background?
I'm sorry?
Sounded like a bird in the background.
Yeah. So did you accept the invitation?
Let me get back over here. I think so. I'm in.
Yeah, you did. Okay, cool.
All right, get started.
Yeah.
Invite. So it says invite expired. Sorry, it looks like the invite. Please ask a person to send a new one. What they're saying.
Yeah, you have already accepted the invite.
We're,
and.
Are we straight? Okay. Okay. Looks like you sent three details. We build, you know.
Yeah.
We build, then Sam jumped the ODA.
That's right. Okay, so now you're able to send us emails, right?
Okay, which one of those emails do I need? You know, it's got me on the get started one there.
Are you on Teamwork now?
Teamwork, you've been added.
Yeah, you've been added. Okay. So in that Teamwork, now you're able to send us messages.
Okay.
Okay. So I want you to type the problem that you're facing right now with the labels. So it could be documented as well because you've said it over the phone, and I understand, you understand what you want. And now we need to show it to my team, like who will be working on this. So take your time. Just like take 5-10 minutes and type it all through and tell us about your label problem in that message and send it to us. Once you send it to us.
Right, it says to log in. Make sure you have the correct email or password. Email it. Okay. It's just got betting there. Did you put that in or do I need to put my email address in there?
No. It's like you create the password yourself from that. From your computer, and you have done it already, I guess.
Well, let me see. I'm confused. Okay, I'm on. It says teamwork and with a red dot, and it says ODA/WPS.
Right.
Please make sure you correct email or password. Okay, the email address. That's going to be Yahoo email address.
Uh-huh. Okay, hang on a second. Let me bring Sam Jones over the phone. Hang on.
Okay.
Hey, Steve. This is Sam. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Steve. I believe you did receive an invitation from the teamwork, did you?
Okay, let me...
Can you check your inbox? I might be receiving an email, like a welcome email from my side.
Right, I have Sam Jones there. Two Sam Jones at the top one is the website that...
Exactly. That.
Just to write my reply above this.
So you just do one thing. The top email, which is having a website update, you just reply all. Click on the reply all and reply me back.
Reply all. Okay, where am I going to find that?
Just do one thing. Make it simple. You just go back to your inbox, your Gmail account, right? Where is your email? Right, and you have my email. Just open my email and click on the reply all, and then you just reply me back. And this way, I will get all of your emails.
Okay, right now it's asking me an email address. It's got betting field. What do I put my Yahoo email there or what?
Okay, so whenever you accept an invitation, I believe you put your password there. Did you?
They've got a password, but it's just dot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do one thing. What I can do, I'm going to send you another email, okay? So you just go to your inbox, and once you receive that email, let me know, okay? Then I will let you know what's the procedure, okay?
Let me go to my...
Okay. I'm sending you another email. Hey, Steve, are you there? Hello? Yes, did you receive any new email from my side? I sent you test email. please check your inbox.
No, I haven't got it yet. I have four here. I have two that are from Sam Jones, but I don't have a new one that came.
What are the three emails you have got? What is the message there?
Okay, I have a new one here.
Yes, you just reply me. On the new one, you just click on the reply all and reply me back.
Okay, where do I find the reply all? Will that be at the top of the page?
Okay. I'm not talking about the on the teamwork. I'm talking about your inbox, your email inbox.
Right, I've got that. Okay, I go. Sam Jones replied to this message, wrote, hope you're doing well. Message detail. Okay.
Yes. Click and
reply. Reply all.
Yes.
Okay. What do I need to reply there? The nature of the problem?
Exactly, nature of the problem and your Shopify website and the username and password. So I will go ahead and figure out the issue, what is the issue you are facing, okay? Why you are facing that issue. And one more thing, can you let me know that exactly what you are facing, like regarding, as I spoke with Thomas, Thomas mentioned to me you're having an issue to regarding the printing of the labels, right? So what issue are you facing? Can you let me know exactly so I can help you with?
Right. When I go to print label inside Shopify, you know, I go to the orders and I have a person's order and I go to print the label, I buy the label, print the label, and when I go to print it, it looks normal on my screen, but when I print it, it's sideways and it only fills in too small on the paper. It's like less than half of the 4x6.
Okay, that is the only issue you are facing at the moment, am I right?
Yes, sir. That's the only one I have right now, and I need to get that fixed so I can, you know, start taking orders, so I can start fulfilling orders.
Got you.
And then the rest.
Got your point, right? So what I can do, so where you need that label on the center of the page, left side or the right side, where you want that label?
I want it to fill in the entire label. It's a 4x6 shipping label. For the U.S. Postal Service, when I buy the U.S. Postal Service label, it's not filling it in. I sent him a picture of it there, what it's doing.
Sorry?
I sent a picture.
Yes, that I saw that picture. That is in the left, right-hand side, your labels on the picture, right? So you want that label on the center, in the center of the page, or where?
I want the label to be, I want it to fill in the entire label.
Oh, you want to point the entire label, and that label is not completed, that you said?
Right. It has all the information on it, but the postman couldn't see it for now.
I saw your label right here, and they are saying USPS first class package, Steve sells your address there, and then you are shipping to Lynn Lemus, 116 Ridge Road.
Yes.
And all the IDs there? Go ahead.
It's about one-third of what the size it needs to be, and it's sideways. It needs to be vertical instead of horizontal.
Got you. Points. Okay, I need to figure out the problem. So what I do, you just reply me or reply me on my email and share your Shopify website and your Shopify username and your Shopify password. So I will go ahead and log in on your Shopify account, and I will see the problem, okay?
Okay, so I'll just fill in everything here. You need my Shopify .com, and you need my password to get in.
Yeah, your username and your password, your email address and your password, which you use to get into your Shopify account.
Okay, I'll go over there and make sure I have all the info right, and I'll place it in this email and send it back to you.
Sure, I will be waiting for you. Once you're done, you will let me know, then I will start working on that, and I will update you, okay?
And what is your name?
My name is Sam.
Okay, Sam, thank you very much. Okay, I'll be
no
right
problem.
Back to you. Thanks.
Sure, I will be waiting for you. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.